There is always a reason to be happy, if you care to look for it, if you decide that you want to. I think so often we get swept up and caught in this idea that there's so much bad stuff going on in our lives, in the world, that we can't justify being happy. We'll find every single reason and excuse and lean on it in order to really rationalize to ourselves why we stay in a perpetual state of dissatisfaction, or whatever other version of that emotion you tend to most commonly be in. Think about it. How often do you actually just enjoy what's in front of you? Truly happy, in bliss. It's almost always possible. Certainly, you can really take control over your overall experience day in and day out if you make a commitment, a decision to say, I'm going to look for something good. Because just as much as there exist evidence and reasons to not be happy, to not be fulfilled, to be unhappy, maybe even to be angry or upset, well, on the other side, there's a reason to be happy, to be grateful. And I'm sure you've done that exercise at least once in your life, and if not, then now is the time. Writing down something that you're grateful for, or writing something that you could be happy about if you chose to. It's the simple action, taking control of your RAS, your reticular activating system, to really decide what you're going to focus on and emphasize. But it goes so far beyond that, in that you typically tend to go on a habitual loop, perpetual actions where you find another reason and another reason and another reason. And so if you've decided that you are in a tough period of your life right now, that things are so difficult and everything is an uphill struggle and battle, then probably there will be more and more experiences that align with that. On the other hand, if you've decided that life is easy and enjoyable and that everything kind of comes to you almost effortlessly and that everything you touch turns into gold, well, wow, all of a sudden it almost seems like it does. What's really funny is that we fall for it. We really believe that we're just this incredible person who has all this luck and that the universe is conspiring in our favor. Or on the other side, that everything is against us and everybody hates us. Neither is true. It's more like the winner effect and the loser effect. The person who loses their confidence, who starts to criticize themselves, who starts to get really self-conscious, maybe builds anxiety and depression. Of course, it's more likely that they're going to fail, that they're going to continue to stay stuck. But the magnificent thing is that it only takes one moment where you realize, wait a second, I don't have to keep buying into this crap. I don't have to believe that I'm no good and that I'm not capable and that things don't go my way. Let's find some proof for why I am a winner. I am the kind of person who can do anything I set my mind to. And maybe you've got some solid ammunition, some evidence in the bank from previous experiences, previous successes. But even if you haven't built any incredible momentum so far in your life, you've got little wins. And even if you don't have little wins, you could stack them and create them very, very quickly. The simple things, like making your bed or doing a quick 10-minute run, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Set an easy minimum that you could always accomplish and do it daily to just build momentum, to feel good about yourself again. Keep your own word to yourself, your promises, your commitments to everyone else, sure, but most importantly, to you. When you follow through on who you say you're going to be, it really breeds a ton of confidence. And what that then does is create this feeling of, yeah, you know what? I'm strong, I'm capable. And the more you really give that attention, the more energy you pour in, the more you invest in yourself in this way, the easier it becomes to do the difficult things, which give you even more confidence when you accomplish them. In a very short amount of time, you can go from barely wanting to get out of bed to taking on the project of your lifetime. I want you to feel like you could literally do anything you set your mind to. And to create that, to really start the momentum of it all, it begins with the little things. So right now, what are you happy about? What are you really enjoying in your life? What's something that you can put your attention on that's good in the world? And then keep doing that over and over and over again. Because that quality of question, if you can continue to ask yourself that and frame things like that, it's inevitably going to lead to your success. Remember, there's always a reason to be upset, to be sad, to feel disappointed or angry or any other negative emotion. Just as much, there's always a reason to be happy, to feel bliss, hope, excitement for the future. It's all there for you. Whatever you choose to focus on and expand is up to you. And hey, if you want me to personally coach you every week, hold you accountable, help you sharpen your mindset and really perform at your best to accomplish the greatest goals that you have in life, then I invite you to go to eraphael.com. Link is in the description. Over there, you can book a one-on-one call with me. We'll talk, see if we're a good fit. And if so, I could be coaching you every week. Looking forward to talking to you. As always, hope that you enjoy this one, and I'll catch you on the next one.